Aquifer. Other things. So, anything new at the Tipiana boat?
No. My niece is in from Australia. We got to hang out with her yesterday for a while, so all is good.
Very nice, very nice.
Did you go to the ham feast?
No.
I guess it was an alright thing. Oh my, look at the size of that moon.
Oh, you must have just turned west.
Yes, it's just about to sit on top of NUMC over here. I got a late start.
Yeah, I'm up to the three-laner already. It slows down a little bit after the four-laner, but nothing to speak of.
Then we shall not speak of it.
Did I tell you that last week the Mason started his job?
Really? You're having a meeting of the Square Club over there, or a Masonic Lodge?
Not that type of Mason, but he started the job. He did the demo, I believe, on Wednesday, and he's been rebuilding the patio ever since.
Okay. Sounds like he's got his work cut out for him. So, you're building a Masonic temple?
I'm refurbishing my temple.
With a bunch of Masons.
Well, there's one guy who's doing the bulk of the work. He has a helper. And he is a fusspot, which I'm very happy with.
Well, imagine that. Gary the fusspot, Hunter the fusspot.
I hired this guy's boss, but the boss hired him, and I'm very happy with him. You know, where other people, when they're doing patio brick, I've seen them leave cement joints between things. This guy is cutting the border with a wet saw so that all the stones fit together tightly, leaving a minimal line for grout or sand.
Wow, a true craftsman.
You know how the borders in the papers get cemented down and they just drop the field blocks in on the sand bed? There is not one really visible space between those border stones.
That'll come years down the road, but I guess he figures set them in there at zero clearance now, the clearances will open up later.
Border ones are cemented down, so unless something moves the mortar bed underneath it, they shouldn't move.
Everything moves.
Well, he can't account for what's going to happen 5-10 years from now.
Everything moves.
Now we're getting to the point where he's going to start timing his job with the main contractor's job was he doesn't want to leave the front of the house without the brickwork for an extended period of time. And he pull off the old brick, but he can't put the new ledge stone on until the new front door is in. Major slowdown about Lakeville Road.
We will not speak of this.
Well, last time I hit a brake check and didn't tell you, you got annoyed, so I told you about it this time.
Annoyed! NCPPN Mobile.
Can you imagine if someone named their pet Annoyed, and any time they got annoyed, they called Annoyed? Ah, come on, it wasn't that bad.
Should have called him to it.
To it? Patio has the water draining away from the house. The previous patio was not set up like that. My grass line at one spot is about 8 to 10 inches higher than the surface of the patio deck. So he's going to have to build a little bit of retaining wall to make sure that doesn't come down on the patio. We shall see that barrier wall. It has a chance to drain into the grass.
Now, this guy knows his business.
Yes, he does. Just the fact I'm substituting pavers for solid concrete, I'll get better drainage because the water will seep to a certain extent in the papers down into the ground.
Water has a tendency to do those things.
He decided to remove all of the old concrete, not use any of it as a bed.
Okay. I know that we were discussing leaving remnants of the old concrete. I guess he decided it was just easier to start from a clean, smooth slate.
Yeah, he leveled the dirt off as best he could, and then out came the crushed rock and all that stuff that he compacted down to get a nice solid base. And the sand's coming down on top of that. Major slowdown at Frannie Lou.
I consider what it means.
Well, it comes to almost a dead stop right before the exit, but we already started moving again. We're up to about 30. Your decision.
Probably something going on in the trench, either some of the repaving job or something that's causing everybody to slow down in the trench and it backed up to where you are.
Probably. But since I got the front door, I got a report.
So you're still waiting on delivery on the front door?
Yeah, the front door has to go in. I have all the lock sets, changing those out, and all the other hardware on the existing front door gets changed because it's going to break.
Red and Rush Nickel.
Rush Nickel, I will.
Yesterday, I took all the old storm windows out of storage and put them into the windows, got rid of the screen, because I figured when they're pulling out the windows, it's easier for me if they dispose of the glass.
Good idea. This way, you just hand off the screen. So the screens are made out of fiberglass or aluminium?
Aluminium.
Oh, then hang on to those. Take them to the junkyard.
Well, I'll actually get some money for 20 screens.
Probably more than the amount of money that you'll spend in gas going over there, I guess.
What I figure I'll do when I get a chance is I'll pull the screens out of the frames, break the frames down into sticks, put it all into the recycle pail.
Don't even bother. Just leave the screens intact right by your recycle pail. I'll guarantee you they'll be gone before the recycle truck gets there.
I'll do that in the spring when I have to put the back door screen in. The new storm doors are going to have, they're going to have self-storing.
Self-storing.
Yes, we haven't chosen storm door for the front door, but I told my wife no way is it going to be a full view unless it's a self-storing full view. The way those things work, there's a bar, horizontal bar in the middle of the door, and it's a seam between two pieces of glass. When one pulls down, the screen comes out of the top and rolls down. So you have the two pieces of glass back up against each other. I think she doesn't like the idea of the horizontal bar, in which case, we're going to get a half-view door.
I'm sure it will be sufficient, and you would be sitting there saying, it would have been enough for us, Diane.
Well, there's no way that I'm going to attempt to get a full view piece of glass up into my attic, which is where I store the glass over the summer. It just ain't happening. It's harder to get that half view through the front door up there by myself.
Well, then you have to put your foot down and say, this is what's going to happen, and this is what's going to be. So either it's a half, or it's a full with a self-store. So you tell me. Pick the one you want, but it's going to be one of those two.
I've already done that.
You got it all under control.
Her brother was weighing in on the subject and said, he's got a full view. It's not that big a deal to move the piece of glass. The other day I said to him, yeah, Steve, you take it out of the front door and you walk around to the backyard into the garage. I have no place to put it in what's left of my garage. It goes up to the attic, and you know what an attic pull-down stairs looks like. I wouldn't do that either.
Well, there you have it. Even family agrees.
You know, in my mind, the only reason for the full view storm door is if you have one of those fancy front doors with the big oval piece of leaded glass, all that stuff. We don't have that. So what are we showing off?
Nothing. Nothing. That's the reason that you put the full view storm door up. So everybody can see your really pretty front entrance door when the door is closed. Because when your door is open, everybody can see right into your house. Everything that you don't want them to see. Your dirty underwear laying on the floor, you walking around, scratching your behind, you know. They don't want to see that.
Yep. I've already decided that the screen door for the office, front door for the office, is going to be half your self-storage. So, once the map is fine, if not, pick out what you want.
The doors should match, you know.
I think they should. Contractor was trying to get me to order the new door, and he'll paint the existing door to match in a color. And I said, we got this big white aluminum garage door, and we're going to have right next to it a colored entrance door? That ain't going to look right. So we got white again.
I don't know. Would it look fine for an accent piece, yes?
To me, it would have looked like we cooped the front door and the office door in the same color, and then all of a sudden the garage door is white, and all the trim is white.
It would not have looked as bad as you think it would, and it would not have looked like an oops. But your decorating style, plain vanilla white.
Yeah, and the color that he was suggesting, the doors would have faded right into the siding. There would have been no contrast, because the siding is gray, and he picked out a color for the door. It was gray. To me, it didn't make any sense at all. But you go for the color, do a contrasting color to pick it up.
That's where you bring your color sense in, and you come up with a contrasting color that you like.
Oh, by the way, the trench is almost fully paved. You only hit some grading once you hit to the interchange itself.
I guess that hasn't changed since Friday. Because Friday it was clear all the way down to like the last couple of hundred feet just before the Jackie Robinson.
Yeah, I guess they didn't do anything over the weekend.
Should they? Even paving contractors deserve some time off with their families.
Are you and the missus moviegoers?
Every now and then.
We saw a good movie this weekend, Bridge of Spies.
Hey, Tom Hanks, the insurance, whatever, lawyer, played, spy negotiator.
Yep, that's the movie. Excellently done.
Now, I'll have to put that on one of my must-see lists.
And if you believe, you know how they put the what happens to the characters at the end of movies sometimes? If you believe what's written there, this whole thing is a true story.
Supposed to be based on a true story. Same way that movie Unbroken was supposed to be based on that guy during the Korean War.
Yeah, well, the only name in the whole story that I recognized was Francis Gary Powers, because I grew up knowing about that incident.
Then it must be true. The only movie I can remember that ever did that stuff at the end of the movie where it was bogus was Greece.
Animal House did it too.
Just as I said Greece, I was like, oops, and Animal House.
Yeah, Bellucci becoming a senator.
It's your BP on Mobile, by the way.
And this is NEP Mobile in conjunction with Junction Boulevard.
Pakistan suffered an earthquake this morning.
And this affects me out.
Be hearing about it on the news this afternoon, evening, and probably for the next few days.
Okay.
Sonny Boy made a suggestion to me yesterday. He called and we were chatting that maybe I might like to fly out to Colorado Springs and join him for the drive back east.
You got time you have to burn?
I was thinking about it. I'm just not, like, thrilled with the idea of having to sit in a Corvette for 27 hours worth of driving time.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that. When you go back, that vehicle may not be the best choice for you.
Says the C5 has all sorts of pneumatic bolsters for the seats, for the lower back, for the bottom of the seat, the shoulder. He says it's got all these adjustments and whatnot. So I guess worst comes to worst, if he does all the driving, I'll just bring a bottle full of Ambien, and then I'll be able to make the drive with him. I won't be much good company, but at least I'll be able to make the drive with him.
Hey, can I join the party? WHCDL Mobile.
You get a ticket at the door?
You pay the admission fee?
Well, if you're the bouncer, which you might be, I know the MC, so I figured, let me knock first. Okay, knock, knock, knock. Can you let me in? Or should I ring the bell?
The password.
Okay, the password is if Howard was on, I would be known as the Deputy Dog. So that's the password, Deputy Dog. How's that?
Oh, you're not a deputy. You got used to that. I'm the only remaining officer of the morning show.
Okay. Is that good enough?
You're trying to trade on your past credentials to gain entrance to an exclusive party?
Well, it's a rare occasion, only because I don't drive. I take the train, but I'm driving into Brooklyn. But I have to go for track trading today. And I gotta remember where this place is. So, I'll be on the belt for a little while. What kind of belt? I don't know which belt it is. But if you let me in just for a few minutes, then I'll leave, and I'll be quiet.
A white patent leather belt. And I've seen you wear it before with your gold lame Speedo and your holy fishnet top. And where are you going? Skirmahorn Street?
No, Skirmahorn, isn't that? No. That's it's a Coney Island, around Coney Island. I forget if I have to take Coney Island Avenue or Ocean Parkway up. I gotta go to Avenue H. I gotta look at the map, because it's been a while.
Oh, you're gonna go take track safety with John N2EB?
Maybe, if he's gonna be there. So, yeah, today's a track safety day. I'm gonna be walking tracks again. Yeah, because my, I guess by the way you're letting me in, you're asking me these questions. You didn't take me out the door yet, unless I'm not a guy who's going to do this. By the way, good morning. Yeah, I'm just getting on the Southern State. I got to be there by 7 o'clock. They start at 7. And we'll see.
Not going to make it, Andy.
I'm not going to make what?
7 o'clock. If you're just getting on the Southern State now by you, you're going to be hard-pressed to get there by 7.
Find a place to park.
It's not so bad. I should get there in time. So, yeah, it'll be alright. If I just get out early enough to beat the traffic. it's not too bad. I should get there okay. Parking, yeah, there's parking around the block. I can find it.
Did you see the track waning?
Yeah, rabbit tracks.
Avenue H and where? From a Brooklyn guy.
I forget the name of the street. To go down the Avenue H. But is Avenue H, or just ask Anthony, because I forget. Is it off Coney Island Avenue, or is it off Ocean Parkway? I forget. I think it's Ocean Parkway, isn't it?
Both. Avenue H runs across them. And it's the train yards you're going to, where all the train tracks are.
Yeah, the elevated train, I think, is just to the west of me. I'm thinking back. If the elevated train is to the west, then it's got to be Ocean. Then I get off at Ocean Parkway, because Coney Island Avenue, I think, runs. Isn't there an elevated track above Coney Island Avenue around the Belt Parkway when you get on?
No. You're thinking of McDonald Avenue, which is to the west of Ocean Parkway.
All right, well, as long as I get to Avenue H, I can go across and find it. It's a school building. You know, it's where they have... I have to find it.
Oh, it's at a Skittles, okay. Yeah, Avenue H is where the old boxcar line used to cut through Brooklyn, so it's probably right over there somewhere, as you indicated. Ocean Parkway and Coney Island Avenue go north-south, and Avenue H goes east-west.
The braking station had been noisy and scratchy, but there was a braking station.
Roger, KZ2VHH. I kicked up the power of it. Andy, good morning. It's Mark, KZ2VHH. I'm out here in Coney Island. Are you sure you're not going to the Coney Island train yard, McDonald Avenue, and like Avenue X is an X-ray? Are you certain it's Avenue H?
Yes, I was told Avenue H. And it's funny, I've done this like 10 times already, but I keep forgetting every time I do it. Not sure. No, I'm not going to the yard. No, it's not in the yard. I know that.
You guys are confused, Andy. I'm at the tunnel.
They sent us out to Queens. Out by Queens Boulevard. So I'm not sure, but...
All right.
Yeah, H is a big street. So if you need a little more direction, I'll go back into the lurking mode. One thing. All righty. Thanks, gentlemen, for letting me get in there. KZ2VHH, I'll be back in the lurking mode.
73, Gary.
73, Gary.
73, Gary, thanks for letting me in. I can leave now, I guess.
Oh, that gentleman that...
Oh, will you, Steve? What?
So, how was the Ham Fest? I couldn't make it because I got suckered into going to that political breakfast at the Union Hall, which I really didn't want to go to, but Donnie said to me, don't totally, you know, disavow yourself of the secretary and all of her knowledge. So, I went, but I didn't stay for the whole thing.
It was okay. Andy, I thought it was, plus it was a late arriving crowd. It was, not as packed as it usually is. Andy, what do you think?
Febreze?
Definitely Febreze.
Oh, yeah, no, definitely, there was there was much more elbow room on stage than in previous years. Yes, it was not as crowded. At least to me it didn't seem that, but I didn't go on the floor to even look.
I didn't, that's what I thought. And I got there about 9:30. It's usually, you know, a line out the door. Well, I should say 9 o'clock, usually a line out the door. And it was not, so I think a combination of the weather, which was raining at the time when it opened. There was a football game on early, and Andy wasn't there at 9 o'clock. Also, some people were waiting.
Did Kramer go?
No, but he called me on Saturday. Saturday I was slugging it out with my sewer service, so that was a lost day. But he tried me that day.
Ever bother calling me yesterday to come by and get your stuff?
As I said, it was a bad day on Saturday.
But yesterday was Sunday.
Yesterday I wasn't here. I was out east.
Out east at the... Okay. Hey, whatever. It is what it is, what it is, what it is. And to begin to feel.
Yes, yesterday I went out east after the flea market. And Andy, I wanted to say goodbye to you, but you looked like you were involved with that 706. So I ran away.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I got too many 706s. All right, I'm going to make a phone call just to make sure I know where this place is, and I'll be right back. So, is there a password to leave this place, or can I just walk out the door?
Get your hand stamped on the way out so you can get back in.
Okay, yeah, you know what, as a suggestion in the morning show, maybe you should start taking numbers. That'd be a good idea. And, you know, then you could be served. People have to wait online. Then they don't have to squeeze. I'll be right back. WHCDM.
Make sure they stamp your hand at the door before you go out, otherwise you won't be able to get back in.
Do that. Okay, it's being stamped.
Do I have to be mobile?
Where's the mobile station?
Kilo Delta 2, India X-ray Papa.
India X-ray Papa, go ahead, sir.
Good morning, my name is John, and I'm out here on the world's longest parking lot, trying to head west. Anybody else out here?
Well, where is here? What exit yet, John?
Right now I'm at 43.
Yeah, Witchy's on the Grand Central, and I'm on the Northern Boulevard. I'll be able to give you a look in a couple of minutes. I know there was some trouble over on Southern State earlier, but didn't hear anything on the L.A. Richie, anything to report?
I'm on the Jackie Robinson, and the only thing I can report is, who is Jackie Robinson, and why did they name a road after her?
So, John, you'll have to slug it out like the rest of us. I'm Steve, and I'm not quite doing it. I'm just at the Little Neck Parkway. To give you an idea where I'm at, I'm in almost the Bayside area, Douglaston.
All right, Steve, thank you very much for the comeback. And the other gentleman also. I believe Jackie Robinson was the hairdresser. Thank you both. Have a safe trip. 7-3.
Robinson's sister.
I spit up my coffee there. Good one. Good one. I didn't see that coming.
Wipe off the dashboard because you don't want it to get all sticky. And to be in mode on Jeff Robinson. Woohoo!
What are you doing on Jackie Robinson? You're flying big. I thought you had company from Australia. Bunch of Kiwis and koala bears.
Yeah, and we had a glorious afternoon all together yesterday. She's back in the city with her sister up on the Upper East Side. And getting back together again before she returns to Opryland on Friday evening. We may travel into Sin City and go down to either Little Italy or, excuse me, Chinatown with Jackie Chan and impart some native cuisine and spend another few hours together speaking, talking, chatting, and all that kind of stuff.
Genki. So I might have to get the main line relined. I gotta decide what to do. To speak to my insurance company today and see how much and how far I'm covered.
Oh, it is collapsing, so they gotta put in a stent?
Yeah. I went for the camera and saw what it looked like in there. I never really saw it before. So, at about 75 feet, which might not even be at my house. That's what I gotta investigate. Might be off my property. So I wanna talk to the insurance company today, and then I'm gonna have to go to the town and see what they wanna do.
Actually, if Andy was going to H, why didn't he come off of Bushwick Ave? Off to Jackie. Anyway, I guess, and if it's your property, isn't it the responsibility of the public works for them to make repairs, open the streets, do whatever needs to be done?
It very well might be, but I have to do some measuring, and I have to find out where their responsibility line is. So that's where I'm at. In the meantime, it's free for now, but the people want to plot right at the end, right at the street.
That would make the most sense, because that's the spot that gets the most vibration, the most damage, the most salt, the most everything. And it works its way down through the pavement and all the vibrations and stuff. Because it's originally clay pipe, right? They didn't use any other materials. They used good old-fashioned clay pipe.
Yes, and it's been there since 1948.
So, that's 99.999% of the time. Clay pipe, if it's an undisturbed soil, it doesn't get messed around with traffic, you know, heavy machinery, repaving, stuff like that. It's fine. It's when it's subjected to the vibrations, and I'm sure you've been repaved at least once or twice since the original line went in. I mean, that's what does it. Because we see the clay ducts collapse all the time in the manholes and become unusable.
Yep. So I got some work to do, but Saturday was a 5-hour ordeal, which I don't want to relive. Almost as bad as hanging out with Andy at the flea market. Almost as bad.
Sent another the violin, Andy Part 4. And 2, PPN Mobile, by the way.
Gave you 2 in. Andy, you back? And what's your number? Alright, he's not back yet. Anyway, that's kind of my consensus with the flea market. I thought that it was lighter than usual.
because it was still going on. I guess it's coming back around a little bit. I think I checked for about 15 seconds with Eric, EJ, and I had stuff in the trunk of the Toxic Avenger that I wanted to drop off and give to somebody, but nobody was around to take it. I reached out to the ELF to see if anybody was over there, but he answered me back and said I was there, but I'm not there anymore. I was already picking up my niece, my two nieces, down at the railroad, and I wasn't about to turn around and try to figure out how to get this stuff to them, so he'll sit in my trunk for a while, so I guess.
I'll save it. I'll tell you in person.
I think I know what it is. I got I get briefed.
It is kind of interesting. But we'll see. We'll see what happens after 2 weeks we'll know.
Stevie?
Yes?
Text me Greg's new phone number since I don't have it.
I don't know if it's a new phone number, but I'll text you the number he called me from.
Number. And he gave up his mobile phone because he had to give it back.
Hey, said something, he was in an estate sale and he picked up this and that, and he hasn't spoken to me for a while. He's loving the pictures at the vet. Wants to talk to me about that, how it's running, and then we'll adjust them. Sounded good, but as I said, I did not speak with him directly, so I'll text the number when I get to the office. ASS, Greg, we're talking about Andy.
Yeah, I figured that out. Yeah, okay. Yeah, there's a lot of people that I just didn't see that usually I see, so it wasn't that crowded.
Yeah, like I said, I rattled off some names and just only a handful that I, you know, guys that we always hung out with over there. So, I don't know if any Franco came up there, the Nassau County dumper, but I was hanging with him for a little bit. I saw Art NKA with Larry. That was pretty much it.
So, Vinny, I saw Art, I saw Larry. Yes, all three.
Mo, Larry, and Curly?
I saw Laurel and Hardy, and even Humpty Dumpty. Can you believe that?
Yeah, well, I think Humpty Dumpty was there earlier, and he was gone by the time I got there. Actually, I think I saw him. He was handing out some dopey flyers before he left, I think.
Yeah. I know.
But you laughed. You could laugh.
About his dopey flyers?
He's out there, man. He is out there.
Listen, you know what? Every glove has a hand that fits it.
Yes. Oh, okay. There's a bunch of cliches like that. Meantime, I'm on the hunt, finally.
Just crossed over into Buck Lee. I am now on Flushing Avenue and Cypress.
So when I got the bad news this morning, Wilberta's father died. So, I guess I'm going to, funeral this week.
I guess.
Yeah, I guess. Alright. I'm supposed to get some heavy rain on Wednesday. That makes sense, though. Okay, we got an ambulance over here on one of the other streets. That's not too cool. Yeah, looks like they're picking up somebody, or somebody didn't get up for the alarm.
Hey, did you happen to catch the jet scape yesterday?
I did.
Yeah, when they were leading in the third quarter, I said, ooh, that's pretty good. But unfortunately, well, you know, Brady is good. I was hoping that they would put it, but they didn't.
Yeah, well, they don't give up, the Patriots. They never give up.
No, they're a good team, but I don't like them. Of course.
No, nobody likes them. Oh boy, I need a parking spot, Andy.
I don't know what's going on here on the southern strip. Never seen it this bad. It's like hardly moving. There must be something going on ahead. Typical traffic, Andy. That's why I can't. Probably airport traffic. Maybe when I pass the airport, it'll open up.
Alright, well, I'm going to leave you two to sew things up. Have a good one. Have fun. Keep it to me and Killian Mobile. See you later.
Killian, there's two of them because I'm on the hunt also.
See you later. And don't forget to leave the password at the door.
He writes the password on the frame, so you don't want to forget it.
Writes it where? I think you said something about stall number 3.
You get stall number 3 from door frame.
Okay. Oh, I'm looking in the stall now. There's some interesting stuff written on the wall. It's pretty good.
Be about how.
All right, I'll see you later. I think it's starting to open up.
Good luck, and let me know how you make out. Enjoy your track safety class. WHSC and 2 BPN Mobile, Greenpoint.
I got my hard hat, I got my vest, I got my shoes, I got my safety glasses, I got my flashlight, and my vest, I think I said that. So all my PPE is covered.
ABTCWC, good morning, Pat.
We're on the Chile side, showing 44 on the dashboard. So, yeah, should have put my heavier jacket, but I heard it's supposed to be a little bit warmer during the day, so I took my light jacket.
Yeah, it's supposed to be sunny, so, you know, that should help, too. Still finding this cold. I think I'm going to have to make a doctor's appointment if I don't see much improvement in the next day or two.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, it's going on, what, 2 weeks now, so. Yeah, you would have hoped it would have been on the mend by now.
it was getting better, and then I took a step back, you know. So, yeah, like, my whole weekend was shot. I just stood inside. And, you know, the mornings you always feel the worst, so I'll see how it progresses during the daytime. Yeah, still had the, this time, guys, I got the runny nose, so I'm a little stuffed up. But we'll see.
Sounded. So, I haven't heard Peter this morning. I don't know if he's on or not, but I know he would have stepped in. I didn't see him yesterday, by the way. But then again, it was a little crowded. Even if he was there, I probably would have missed him.
Okay. Did you get my message? Did you pick up those connectors for me?
I didn't get those messages until I got back. The PL-259 connectors, I should have some of those. If not, we'll order more. I think I had just ordered a pack of 10 about a month ago because I wanted to make some jumpers up for myself as well.
Yeah, you know, they're good to have, and I don't have any, so that's why I figured, oh, well, he's going down there, pick some up for me. I don't know why that happens. Sometimes you get the message to you right away, sometimes it takes hours.
Yeah, I don't really trust iMessage anymore. There were times when I sent a message to Chris and I, you know, she'll get it the next day. You know, and that one I purposely checked in the morning before I left. And I left, it was about 9:30 or so. And there was nothing there. But when I came back, you know, it was 1 o'clock and all of a sudden the messages popped up. And, you know, I wish I had known because they had them there, but you know, we can go on and you know, get the Amstel connectors. You know, I think that's the last batch I got was a pack of 10 Amstel connectors with the adapters. So, they're not too hard to come by. KDTCWZ, WPTC, MF.
Mobile KB2CWZ. Yeah, just said I'm sorry. Starting up the car, putting the garbage barrel out. Back inside in a minute.
Okay. Thanks for making good time. Traffic is somewhat light, but I'm making all the lights this morning, so that's a big difference.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, it's no rhyme or reason to that either, with traffic, you know, sometimes it's good, sometimes it's not so good. Looks like this morning, people going to Southern State going east, don't have a good ride, it's closed right there, to the one tour, bad accident or something.
Not sure which day I have for work at home this week. Maybe tomorrow, maybe Thursday, I don't know. I'll let you know.
Okay. Yeah, I started doing some work on the code plug yesterday. Cleaning it up a little bit. Kind of a mistake. I'll have to let you know. Have to let you check yours. I collected mine. I haven't tried it yet. I'm still, you know, working on it. Yeah, you know, actually, I was kind of surprised. It was just dumb luck that I caught it. You know. But, you know.
Okay, there may be. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if there were some mistakes in it, you know.